Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for making it possible for us to see this brand new day, this brand new year. Thank you, everlasting Father. It is your doing. It is marvelous in our sight. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commit today's meeting into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, come and take control, take preeminence, and let your name and only your name be magnified. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to welcome you into this brand new year. Happy New Year to you. The Almighty God who has sustained you throughout last year, He will sustain you again in this new year. By His grace, you will end this year gloriously, more than last year. You will never know a better yesterday in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, everything that the Almighty God has purposed for you for this new year shall come into manifestation. No power, no force of hell will be able to hinder it. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, every day of your life this new year shall be filled with joy. It shall be filled with the peace of the Most High. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, this new year, the Almighty God will guide you. He will direct your path. He will keep you away from evil. He will keep evil away from you and all members of your household. 1,000 may fall by your side, 10,000 by your right hand. They shall not come near you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, like never before, the Almighty God will show Himself awesome on your behalf. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is the year you have been waiting for. Indeed, this year, the Almighty God will do something extraordinary for you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, it shall be a turnaround year for the good. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that business, that marriage, that finances, that spiritual relationship with God that has not been what is supposed to be, the Almighty God will intervene. As the Lord stepped into the boat of Peter, he toiled all night. He caught nothing. But when Jesus stepped into his boat, that day things changed around. You will experience a total turnaround this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. No more toiling, no more laboring without result. It has come to an end in this new year in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The favor of God will surround you. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make way for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus today, brothers and sisters. As we start this brand new year, we shall be talking about being thankful. Be thankful to the Lord who has kept you, the Lord who has protected you, the Lord who has fought your battle. There is a need for us to be thankful. And we are going to see the benefits of being thankful. My text is coming from the book of Psalm 34. Psalm 34, I'm reading from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 34, I'm reading from verse 1 to 3. Say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul make his boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, like David said, say, I will bless the Lord at all times. That means in the morning, I will bless the Lord. At daytime, I will bless the Lord. At nighttime, I will bless the Lord. When things are going on well, the way I want it, I will bless the Lord. When things are not going on the way I expected it, I will still bless the Lord. No matter the situation I find myself, I will bless the Lord. That is what it means to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. No matter what is going on around me, what is going on around me will not determine my blessing the Lord. What is going on around me will not determine whether I will thank God or not. At all times, I will thank him. So shall it be. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have to be grateful. Thanking God is a form of commandment. It is a commandment of God. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is the will of God in Christ Jesus for me to thank him in all circumstances. No matter where we are, no matter the situation, give thanks to this God. And as you do so, the Almighty God, the faithful one, the loving one, the caring one, he will show you his mercy. The Lord will not withhold his mercy for you. Inasmuch as you have a heart of gratitude, thank the Lord. Thanking God has to be wholeheartedly. It must come from our heart. It's not just something that we just verbalize. No, it must come deeply from our heart. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy 32:46, and the Bible says, and he said to them, take to heart all the words by which I am warning you today, that you may command them to your children, that they may be careful to do all the words of his law. Take it to heart that at all times you have to thank the Lord. It has to be, and not only you, you have to make sure that every member of your household begin to live a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not what you just do occasionally. It must be a lifestyle. So even as we are starting this new year, I want you to make that pledge that at all times, I will sing praises to the Lord. At all times, I will thank him. No matter what I'm going through, my lifestyle shall be a lifestyle of thanksgiving. When I wake up in the morning, I say thank you. When I'm about going out, I say thank you. When I get into the car, into the bus, into the train, I say thank you. Wherever I get to, I say thank you. No matter what I'm going through, I say thank you. It becomes a lifestyle. May you begin to live a lifestyle of thanksgiving in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thanksgiving is a price that we must pay in order for us to sustain a life of success. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 29, verse 14, say, but who am I? What is my people that we should be able to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. Brothers and sisters, everything that we have come from God. So we need to be thankful. Thank him. That job that you have comes from him. That good health that you have come from him. Even when you are not feeling too strong, you are feeling weak, still thank him, because in the process of thanking him, the Almighty God can stretch forth his healing hands and grant you total healing. Even right now as I'm speaking, are you afflicted? Are you feeling any pain in your body? I prophesy unto you that the healing hand of God will touch you right now. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the Lord will heal you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. Because your body is the temple of the living God. And for that reason, afflictions, diseases will not dwell in your body. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, I thank God for you. And you thank God for yourself that God has healed you. God has delivered you. He has set you free from that bondage of affliction, from that bondage of sickness. As you thank him, as you praise him, the Almighty God, he has delivered you. And indeed, he will deliver you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving gives us access to the throne of God. As Psalm 100 verse 4, it says, enter his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. You enter his gate with thanksgiving. That means that without thanksgiving, it is not possible for you and I to enter into his gate. It is the key that we need. It is the password that we need in order for us to access his presence. Brothers and sisters, never you fail to thank God. Do not continue to look at the situation. Do not elevate your situation above your God. The Almighty God, he is a miracle worker. There is nothing God cannot do. He can turn that situation around for you. But for you to get it, you need to thank him. You need to be thankful. Praise him. Bless him. Exalt him. Dance unto him. Clap unto him. Jump off of him. And as you are doing so, the Almighty God, in his infinite mercy, he will look down unto you from heaven and say, my son, my daughter, that which you have requested, I have given unto you. So shall it be for you and your household in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving provoked divine visitation. It provoked divine visitation. When Solomon gave thanks to God in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 1, I've just read verse 6, see, and Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before the Lord, which was at the tent of the meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. And the Bible says in verse 7, in that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask what I shall give you. Brothers and sisters, God gave Solomon a blank check on the platter of thanksgiving. But everlasting God will do so for you too. In the name of Jesus, as you thank him, he will visit you. He will visit your situation. He will turn that situation around for you as you continue to thank God. So brothers and sisters, never you stop thanking this God. Continue to thank him. Continue to bless his name. And as you do so, the Almighty God will move on your behalf. He will turn that situation around for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because indeed, absolutely nothing is impossible with God. He has done it in the past. He will do it for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, God will only accept the thanksgiving of somebody who has accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Have you done so? If you are not done so, why don't you accept Jesus now? Even as we are starting a brand new year, start on a clean slate to dedicate your life unto Jesus. Jesus is calling you right now. Jesus is ready to turn that situation around for you. Jesus is ready to lift you up. Jesus is ready to promote you. He's ready to wipe away your shame, your sorrow, your frustration, your disappointment. But you need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. So, brothers and sisters, why don't you just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. I acknowledge that I have been living in sin. But I come to you this morning and ask for your forgiveness. Accept me in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for these ones who have come to you today, who have offered themselves unto you and say, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Father, forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, I pray that the mighty hand of God will be with you. The Lord will continue to keep you, continue to guide and direct your path. In the name of Jesus, your mouth shall be filled with song of joy, song of victory, song of fulfillment. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord until we meet again next week. God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.